We begin here with just how secure your information is when you put it on sites like Facebook, MySpace, all that, all those social networking sites. Well, we may find out soon exactly how secure all that is based on a lawsuit in California. A woman is suing Facebook for copyright infringement after some of her pictures distributed without her consent, and she didn't get any compensation for that either. Somebody did that. She's not sure who. I spoke with internet law expert at the law firm of Looper, Reed & McGraw, Travis Crabtree. You know, people wonder when they put stuff on MySpace, Facebook, any of these social networking sites, just how private that information is. People say, oh, you know, only my friends can see this. But I think at the end of the day, what a lot of people need to understand is anything you put there, the whole world might as well be looking at it.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the amount of people who make that statement that, oh, I just put it on Facebook and I thought only my friends would see it, because there's many stories out there in the press, not just this one. Where it's gotten out to bosses, it's gotten out to other advertisers, it's gotten out to other people, whatever information is put on these websites.
Explain what could come out of this lawsuit.
Well, the lawsuit is interesting. It's actually gotten quite a bit of backlash from some of the commentators. What they're trying to do is they've actually asked for an injunction that would prevent Facebook from using this information. And the weird part about that is, without Facebook's ability to use this information to target advertising to its users, Facebook's going to go away.
Right, it wouldn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, they spend, the lawsuit even says it, $500 million a month on storage and space, broadband space. And without the advertising revenues, Facebook is gone. So it's an interesting concept that people are complaining about this, but if you and I had to pay, I don't know, $10, $100 to be a part of Facebook, would we do it? I probably wouldn't. I enjoy kind of catching up with old friends, but I wouldn't pay to do it.
Yeah, it's always amazing when people complain about a free service.
And that's right. And I do, you know, to give credit to the lawyers in this case and this lawsuit, there are some of the things that I think people would be surprised. You know, one of the allegations is Facebook claims in the lawsuit anyway that they can take your picture and sell it to somebody else, so that next thing you know, the picture, the cute picture of your kid that you put on Facebook, is selling some product without your permission, or maybe even without your knowledge.
Yeah, there was a story, and it didn't involve Facebook. There was a woman who was on the East Coast. She had a blog where she had her child's photo, and somebody took that photo and was using it in an internet adoption scam. I mean, yeah, people can easily get this stuff.
Right. There is one on that actually involves Facebook, where a husband was checking out his profile, and an ad came to him for a singles website, and he looks at the picture, and lo and behold, it's his wife. you know, and Facebook has said, hey, that was a rogue third party, they call them, you know, an application person that comes in and does all these things, these cool quizzes and stuff like that for Facebook.
Yeah.
That came in and broke their policies that allowed that to happen. But, you know, it does happen with Facebook, and, you know, in a perfect world, could Facebook do some things better? Possibly, but it's like the airport security. Do you want to, you know, wait 4 hours to get on your airplane to make sure there's absolutely no way anything bad could happen, or, you know, is there a fine line in there?
Yeah, right. I guess at least that guy who found his wife on the singles website could say, hey, look, honey, we're a perfect match.
Yeah, they targeted correctly, I guess, for him and found him the perfect woman.
Yeah, right. What do you think will be the bottom line as far as what will happen when this lawsuit moves forward?
The bottom line is, you know, notwithstanding the fact that this lawsuit was brought by the Lanier Law Firm, that's Mark Lanier, who got the $200-something million verdict against Vioxx,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be surprised if this thing gets much traction. I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook, as an attempt to educate people out there and to make the process easier, does make some changes about privacy settings and how to do it. Even I, you know, I do this for a living. I have a hard time getting through their settings to get the privacy things that I want on there. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are changes. I would be surprised if anything happens to this lawsuit as far as a recovery for the plaintiffs.
Travis Crabtree, internet law expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Thank you.
Thank you.